So each time a person comes into this deep awakening, there's a great reverberation that happens in the atmosphere, in the earth atmosphere, and in the subtle dimensions of the earth atmosphere. It's amazing. But you pay the highest price too. You know, if you want a fancy stereo, you get to pay a lot of money. Imagine getting everything. What do you have to give? Everything. But since it's your organic destiny to crave everything, it's a natural process. See what I mean? It's not as if it's foreign to what you are to want everything, to want to be everything. It's what you already hunger for. It's just that there's a process of shedding, of birthing and dying, repeated experiences of birthing and dying that lead you into the ultimate state. And each person has different birthings and different dyings to go through in order to reach the immeasurable, that which is beyond all of those satoris, all of those awakenings. This may sound odd, but I was thinking just the other day that all the different kinds of awakening, spiritual awakening, that there are, all of them, the different ecstasies, visions, mystical awakenings, satoris, samadhis, all they are approximations of death. That's what a great yogi learns to do, a great meditator, is how to just die so much. He or she becomes an adept at learning how to die while alive.